Today is Orthodox Christmas, which is celebrated in many communities across Alaska. KBBI's Daisha Eaton takes us to the Alaska Native village of Nanwalik on the southern Kenai Peninsula, where the celebration is in full swing.
That's the sound of people singing in celebration of Orthodox Christmas at the St. Sergis and Herman Church in Nanwalik. In the community of about 300 people of Aleutic Sukpiak descent, they sing in Slavonic, a liturgical language used by the Orthodox Church in Russia and Eastern Europe, a remnant of the fur trade era and Russian colonialism. Wednesday, the holiday kicked off around the state with Christmas Eve services followed by starring. Nanwalik resident Sperry Ash says the practice represents the journey of the three wise men.
Each region in Alaska that practices this style of caroling, what we call Slavic, they all have variations. But generally, they follow a star, a wooden frame that's decorated with the icon of Nativity in the center, and that star guides the carolers house to house.
Food and treats are offered to the visitors at each house.
Starring is a really enjoyable event to be able to go house to house and see each family and greet them. And just that fellowship is really special at this time of year.
Nanwalik used to be known as English Bay. The village was originally the site of a Russian trading post called Alexandrovsky during the fur trade of the 1700s. Locals changed the community name back to the original native name of Nanwalik, meaning place by a lagoon. Nanwalik is situated along Cook Inlet at the southern tip of the Kenai Peninsula. Starring starts at the chief's house. Subdeacon F.M. Moonen says a prayer. Then the singing starts in front of an icon on a shelf beside the family Christmas tree. Chief John Kvesnikov says the tradition and the story of the Nativity are important to preserve in the face of outside influences.
We got, you know, a lot of influence, internet and all this new technology. You know, kids are seeing, you know, they see outside, but people can see and hear too. And, you know, it's like, and I'm glad they're still holding on to it because I think it makes you a better person, I think, you know, you just... It makes you want to help people who need help.
Next, they'll star at the houses of newborn babies and elders, like Sally Ash, Sperry's mother. She's the Sukstun language teacher in Nanwalik, and she says she's teaching all her grandchildren the language. Ash says she enjoys the Slavonic hymns, but says in the future she'd like to see some songs sung in Sukstun, too.
The kids, if they don't know who they are, as being Sukhbek, and if they don't know their culture and their religion, they just get lost, you know, just be a lost soul, and then they follow what's on TV. And so I think it's just really important that they just know not only Christmas, but Pascha and, you know, other major feasts we celebrate throughout the year. So it's very important, yeah.
Pascha is Easter. Some holiday tables will have traditional akten, or as the locals call them, bedarkies, or in Sukpiak, oitak, gathered from the local reef, along with dry fish and seal oil, says Ash. Food is a big part of the holidays in Nanwalik, and the table is a mix of Russian, Sukpiak, and Western influences. She has a pot of turkey soup on the stove, she says, because the store had to give away defrosting turkeys due to a power outage last week, and having the power out has set everyone behind on their holiday preparations. With the power back on, people are out to get what they need, like Adele Kvesnikov, the chief's niece.
We have pilot crackers, so we're going to do a traditional pilot cracker with salmon eggs and cream cheese. And my husband loves to use that Nelly's chili, and we mix it with fresh cheddar cheese, and we melt it together, and we get tortilla chips and use it as a dip. So we're going to do that on our table this year. And I grabbed a couple of small candies and stuff, stocking stuffers for my kids.
Orthodox Christians celebrate Christmas on January 7th, according to the Julian calendar. Starring will continue for the next several days. The holiday season runs through the Orthodox New Year on January 14th. The holidays celebrated in Anchorage, in the YK Delta, in Southeast and Kodiak, and along the Aleutian Chain, as well as on the southern Kenai Peninsula, where Nanwalek is. In Nanwalek, I'm Daisha Eaton.